الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذريته. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم فيما أخرجه البخاري عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وفي رواية للسنن النسائية الكبرى: وما تأخر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer and provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Nothing in this dunya happens without the permission of Allah. Each and every single thing around us continues to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you and I cannot comprehend its glorification. May peace and salutations be upon the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon him, upon his family, and upon his companions till the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, how many of us sitting here today remember some people who were with us last Ramadan, who are no longer with us this Ramadan? I'm sure each and every person probably remembers some person who was with him last Ramadan. He's no longer with him here in this masjid this Ramadan. Respected brothers, what if we have to ask ourselves this question? What if this Ramadan happens to be our last Ramadan? What if this Ramadan happens to be our last Ramadan? Remember, you don't have to worry about Akhirah. You don't have to worry about Yawmul Qiyamah. The first stage, or the first thing that you have to worry about ultimately, is the Qabr, because the Qabr is the first stage. It is the first place before Yawmul Qiyamah. That is why Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what he would say? Uthman radiallahu anhu would say that what worries me is not Yawmul Qiyamah. What worries me is not Akhirah. Uthman radiallahu anhu says, what worries me is my first night in the grave. In a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِنَّكُمْ سَتُفْتَنُونَ فِي قُبُورِكُمْ وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْهِ إِنَّكُمْ سَتُفْتَنُونَ فِي قُبُورِكُمْ قَرِيبًا أو مثل قريب من فتنة المسيح الدجال. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in hadith said that certainly it has been revealed to me that you, all of you, will be tested in your graves with something similar to the test of Dajjal. So it's immaterial whether you see Dajjal now in this dunya or not. But one thing's for sure, one thing's for definite, and that is the same level of trial and the same level of test will come to you in your grave. And you will have to deal with that. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is the Qabr. After the Qabr comes Akhirah, Yawmul Qiyamah. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about Qiyamah? Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that of every thousand people, there shall be 999 people who will be admitted into Jahannam, and one person will be admitted into Jannah. One report suggests that this refers to Ya'juj and Ma'juj. However, great scholars like Ibn Hajar, Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah, he mentions, he says that this refers to every single human being, Muslim and kafir. Of every 1,000 people, 999 people will be admitted into Jahannam, and one person will be admitted into Jannah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, we hear these ahadith, we hear these ayat of Quran, we recite them in salah, we make tilawah of these ayat, and we hear these ahadith, but we still do not take heed, we do not take ibrah lesson. Why, my dear brothers? Why? Because the hub of this dunya, the problem is just one thing, and that is the hub of this dunya has entered our heart. The hub of this dunya has filled our hearts. And now there is no space for the hub of akhirah, the hub of the hereafter. The hub of this dunya and the hub and the love of the akhirah, fi qalbi al-mu'min, in a heart, in the heart of a believer, they are like two scales. They are like two scales. When one side of the scale becomes heavy, what happens to the other side? The other side becomes light. By Allah, if you love the akhirah, if you have hub for akhirah, then you will have less hub for the dunya. And you don't need many examples to prove this. By Allah, just one example is sufficient. And shall I mention this to you? Shall I tell you this test? This is to test yourself. This is the test that was given to us by Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah. You know what Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, said? Sufyan al-Thawri said that if you want to test a person's love for the dunya and a person's love for the akhirah, then ask him, call him and ask him, how much of food do you cook and do you prepare for a rich person when a rich person comes to your home compared to when a poor person comes to your home? Ya salam. How truthful is this? This is a rich person. Hi. This person is very high profile, VIP. He only eats certain type of food. He doesn't eat every type of food. We have to present this before him. Oh, that person, don't worry about him. He's a poor person. He must say, shukr, alhamdulillah, he got something to eat. Brothers, isn't the statement of Sufyan al-Thawri true? How truthful is this kalam of Sufyan al-Thawri? This tells us we have excessive hub for dunya. We have extra love for this world. When will we start filling our hearts with the love, the hub of akhirah, the love of liqa of Allah, meeting Allah? When will we connect our hearts with Allah? This month of Ramadan is for us to connect our hearts with Allah. It's for us to now start preparing for the akhirah. Let's be honest, how many of us have already connected ourselves with Allah, our hearts with Allah? You know, this month of Ramadan, this month is like a marathon. One in which we all are like runners, running at high speeds and high velocities with high level of preparedness. This is this month of Ramadan. Where are we running to? We are running to Allah. This month of Ramadan is like a rescue ship, if you will. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted you to board the ship, once you are in this masjid, in the month of Ramadan, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already looked at you with an eye of mercy. He's already prepared to forgive you. This is that shahrul rahmah. This is the shahrul maghfirah. But now, brothers, say, continue on the ship. Do not say, I'm going to jump out of the ship, you will drown. The time is now, brothers. The time to make tawbah is now. Do not say, I'm going to wait for a time. I'm going to wait for a good time to make tawbah. No, my dear brothers, the time is now. The time for tawbah is now. The time for performing salah is now. There is no good time for salah. The time is now. There is no good time to pay your zakah. The time is now. There is no good time to wait for making tawbah. Wallahi, the time is now. Rasulullah ﷺ said that if in this month of Ramadan, if a person does not gain the maghfirat of Allah in this month of Ramadan, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ, then when will he gain the forgiveness of Allah? The time is now. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, one thing each and every person sitting here should worry about and should be concerned about. And that is, what is my next step? What is my next deed that I'm going to perform? What is my next deed, amal, that I'm going to do in this dunya? This is something each and every person should be worried about. Why? Because in a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, such a short hadith, few words, but subhanallah, in this one hadith, there is tremendous hope. Tremendous hope. And at the same time, there is tremendous fear. Allahu Akbar. Such a short hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tremendous hope. And at the same time, tremendous fear. What do you think this hadith is? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ Then listen, your actions are judged by their endings. Your actions are judged by their endings. I can do some good deed now in Ramadan. I can perform some good deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may take my life. I may die upon that deed. And then Allah will raise me with that good deed. I will then be known for that good deed forever. And I may do some bad deed. And then I may die upon that bad deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise me upon that bad deed. And I will remain like that forever. I will be known for that bad deed forever. Imagine, brothers, if I have to ask you, think, what if this month happens to be your last Ramadan? These few days are your last few days in Ramadan and you're not going to see Ramadan again. How would you prepare? Wouldn't you go the extra mile? Wouldn't you exert yourself in ibadah? And there are so many acts of ibadah, so many acts of worship, so many acts of ta'at, obedience that a person can do in this month of Ramadan. I'll just highlight a few because these are very important. One is tilawatul Qur'an. Tilawatul Qur'an. We recite Qur'an in abundance. I am guilty of this because I do not read tilawah of Qur'an in abundance. But tilawatul Qur'an is something each and every single person. This is a must in the month of Ramadan. Ihya'ul layl or qiyamul layl. During the nights of Ramadan, we converse with Allah. We start our salah and we communicate with Allah. We perform qiyamul layl, long, long rakats. Where we communicate and we enjoy that communication with Allah. We read in Quran. Dua. We make a lot of dua in this month of Ramadan, especially during these Mubarak nights, these Mubarak days of Ramadan, these few remaining Mubarak nights in Ramadan. We make a lot of dua. Respected brothers and elders, all of these ibadah that we do now, in these remaining few nights in Ramadan, we do them with the niyyah and with the intention of searching for the night of Qadr. We are searching, we are looking for the night of Qadr. Subhanallah, you know this night of Qadr, wallahi my dear brothers, this is just a gift that is given to you by Allah. Allah doesn't need to give you this night. Do you know the story? The incident is mentioned in Muwatta Imam Malik. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uriya a'mara allati qabla. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown the lifespan of the past communities before him. فَكَأَنَّهُ تَقَاصَرَ أَعْمَارَ أُمَّتِهِ أَيْ تَقَالَّهَا. As though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered and deemed little the average lifespan of his ummah when compared to the people in the communities of the past. Brothers, he did not think that, you know, maybe this ummati of mine is going to now lose on the dunya because that person had such a long lifespan, alhamdulillah, he got so much of dunya and my ummah, they're not getting this dunya like what those people were given. No, he did not think of that. What was his fikr? What was his concern? Riwayah of Muwatta Imam Malik. Allah yablughu min al-amal mithla alladhi balagha ghayruhum fi tul al-umur. His worry and concern was that his ummah They will not be able to do enough a'mal, much deeds, as much as the communities in the past, how much of a'mal they could do because they had long lives. This was the worry and the fikr and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Laylatul Qadr. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Riwayat of Muwatta. This month is better than 1,000 months. How would you now spend these Mubarak nights, these odd nights in the month of Ramadan, searching for the night of Qadr? Won't you exert yourself? Which night exactly is Laylatul Qadr? Allahu alam. Allah knows best. Some Salaf, some of our pious predecessors, they have made tahdeed. They gave a specific night. They've mentioned 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night, 27th, 29th night. And the reason for all of these different opinions and views, this is because Laylatul Qadr happened to occur in all of these different nights during the past Ramadans. However, the vast majority of scholars, muhaddithin and fuqaha, including a'imma arba'a as well, they said, we do not make tahdeed. We do not give a specific night. We do not specify that this specific night is Laylatul Qadr. Rather, we say, perform your a'mal, perform your deeds with the niyyah that we are looking and we're searching for Laylatul Qadr, and Allah will give you the Laylatul Qadr. Allah will give you the night. There are amarat, there are signs for Laylatul Qadr mentioned in hadith. Genuine, strong hadith of Ahmad ibn Hanbal bi isnadin jayyid from Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu. You know what he says? He says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أمارة ليلة القدر أنها ليلة صافية كأن فيها قمرا ساطعا ساجية ساكنة لا برد فيها ولا حر ولا محل لكوكب يرمى به فيها حتى يصبح ومن أماراتها أن الشمس صبيحتها تخرج مستوية ليس لها شعاع مثل القمر ليلة البدر وإن الشيطان لا يحل أن يخرج يومئذ. رواه أحمد بإسناد جيد. وبعد من صامد رضي الله عنه, he says, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed the sign of Laylatul Qadr is that the night will be a very calm, peaceful, serene night. And at the same time, the night will be very bright as well, as though there is a moon which is shining clear. كَأَنَّ فِيهَا قَمَرًا سَاطِعًا. And then he says that this night will be very radiant. It will neither be very cold nor very hot. And there will be no meteors that will be shot at the shayateen until the morning. And then he says, there is a sign also in the morning to identify whether that night was Laylatul Qadr or not. He says, the morning after Laylatul Qadr, he says, look at the sun. And you will see that when the sun rises that morning, the sun will not have its normal radiant beams of light. The sun will not have any rays on that morning. The sun will appear to the eye like a qamar, like a moon, Laylatul Badri, in its fullness. And then he says, shaitan will not be able to rise with the sun on that morning. Riwayah of Ahmad. In Bayhaqi it is mentioned, in the Sharh of Muslim, Qadi Iyadi explains, he says, why will the sun be very dim and weak? And why will the sun not have any rays that morning? He says, you must see the amount of malaika on this earth. Subhanallah. There will be malaika that will be coming from the heavens to the earth, from the earth to this heaven, to the heavens. So the malaika, with their subtle bodies, they will screen the rays and the light of the sun on that morning. Oh, he says, that could possibly be just a sign, an alama to tell us, a sign, an indicator to tell us that that night was Laylatul Qadr. In the riwayat of Bayhaqi, it is mentioned, المياه أن المياه المالحة تعذب تلك الليلة, that the salty waters of the ocean will become sweet that night. Riwayah of Ibn Khuzaymah mentions that the amount of malaika on this earth will be adad ul-hasa. That the malaika on this earth will be like the amount of pebbles on this earth. So many malaika. So this is the amarat. These are the amarat. The signs for Laylatul Qadr. What a'mal can we now do on Laylatul Qadr? As we said, tilawatul Quran. So on these mubarak, auspicious odd nights of Ramadan, we come to the masjid. We come to the masjid, we listen to the nasiha, we listen to the advice. We then make dhikr, and then we engage in dua. After dua, my dear brothers, we can take one corner in the masjid, and then we can engage ourselves in tilawah of Quran. Read Quran in abundance. Let it not be such that we come to the masjid and after the program is finished, then we begin to make noise in the masjid. And we begin to talk about these worldly things in the masjid. Make noise in the masjid. Riwayah of Abu Huraira. Sometimes you see a person sitting in the masjid in Ramadan, he's busy doing one deal. He's busy striking one bargain, one deal. Riwayah of Abu Huraira in Tirmidhi, he says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ رَجُلًا يَبِيعُ يَبْتَعُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ فَقُولُوا لَا أَرْبَحَ اللَّهُ تِجَارَتَكَ. He says that if you come into the masjid and if you see some person doing some deal in the masjid, tell him, may Allah not make your deal profitable for you. Doing deal in a masjid, making noise, making this clamor, and then in a masjid, the riwayah of Sa'ib bin Yazid radiallahu anhu, he says, كنت نائم, I was sleeping. كنت نائما. فحصبني رجل. A man came and he dropped some pebbles on me. So he says, I got up. And then I see, who is this person? فَإِذَا عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He says, I see Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells me, Sa'ib bin Yazid, you see these two people there in the masjid, bring them to me. I want to see them. So Umar summons for these people, فَأَتِينِي بِهِمَا فَأَتَيْتُهُ بِهِمَا. I brought them to Umar. So Umar says, مَنْ أَنْتُمَا. Who are you two people? قَالَ نَحْنُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الطَّائِفِ. You see, we two people, we come from Ta'if. We are from the people of Ta'if. What did Umar say? Umar said, لَوْ كُنْتُمَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبَلَدِ. If you were from the people of Medina, لَأَوْجَعْتُكُمَا. I would have heard you now. تَرْفَعَانِ أَصْوَاتَكُمَا فِي مَسْجِدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. You dare raise your voices in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, this is really a practice, a custom, a practice that we see now from so many Ramadans. Then after the program, we make circles in the masjid. And what do we talk about? If you want to talk outside the masjid, no problem. But if you're in the masjid, and if you want to form a circle, and if you want to speak something, then speak about some Quran, some verse of the Quran, some hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or some share some advice. But speaking about worldly things, hadith of Anas bin Malik, reported by Hakim, صَحَّحَهُ الْحَاكِمُ وَوَافَقَهُ الذَّهَبِي. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَان. A time will definitely come upon the people. يُحَلِّقُونَ فِي مَسَاجِدِهِمْ. They will form and they will make these circles in their masjids. What will they be speaking about? لَيْسَ هَمُّهُمْ إِلَّا الدُّنْيَا. They'll only be speaking about this world, these worldly things. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tell Sahaba? He said, listen, لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ فِيهِمْ حَاجَةً. Allah doesn't bother about them. Allah doesn't need them at all. And listen, oh my Sahaba, I'm sharing with you, I'm giving you one piece of advice. فَلَا تُجَالِسُونَ. Don't even sit with them. Respected brothers and elders, what do we do? Tilawatul Quran. Tilawatul Quran. Let's be honest, how much of tilaw of Quran have we read? You know, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, just quickly I will mention just a few names. Uthman radiallahu anhu, in the month of Ramadan, he would read one Quran a day. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, two Qurans a day. One Quran in the morning, one Quran at night. Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he would make 60 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. Al-Bukhari, Imam Bukhari, he would read one Quran every day in Ramadan. This is besides what he would read in Taraweeh and in Qiyamul Layl after that at night. This was the amal of the Salaf. Qiyamul Layl. Man qama laylatal qadr. I just read the hadith right at the beginning. That person who stands on the night of Qadr, iman and with full iman, wahtisaban and hoping for reward, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Let him know all his past sins are forgiven for him. Hadith of An-Nasa'i, The addition he's mentioned, وَمَا تَأَخَّرْ, telling even his future sins are already forgiven for him. And then of course, let us not forget the night of Jaizah, the night of prize giving, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be dishing out the rewards. Then where are those people who earned these rewards? Here's it, in the month of Ramadan you made effort, here's your reward. Allah will be dishing out these rewards to all those people who have earned them during the month of Ramadan. Hadith of Ibn Majah. Some say it is mawquf ala Abi Darda. Man ahya laylatayi al-Eid. That person who enlivens the two nights of Eid, that is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, lam yamut qalbuhu hina tamutu al-qulub. His heart will not die. When every other person's heart will die. What this means? When every other person's heart will die at the time of fitna and at the time of corruption and trial and fasad. This person's heart will not die. Some scholars say that this person's heart will not die when every other person's heart will die when the trumpet will be blown. This person will not get unconscious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal during these, especially during these last Mubarak nights in the month of Ramadan. Let us exert ourselves and go that extra mile and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, for ourselves, and for the entire ummah, and for all those people who are suffering in the different parts of the globe. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.